We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
What's going on?
So I've been sitting on this all day, and now I can read it. So excited. We're going to break some news here.
Okay.
From the Kansas City Sports Commission and Foundation today, the Kansas City Sports Commission has received two very prestigious awards at the annual Sports ETA Symposium. So my friend Kathy's out of town for this sports.
Kathy Nelson.
She is out of town. And I get a text today that says, well, this just happened. And let me just read the release. On Tuesday, the Sports, Events, and Tourism Association, the nonprofit trade association for the entire sports, events, and tourism industry, honored the Kansas City Sports Commission with the following awards. Huh. They won the Event or Program Impact of the Year for its work on the 2023 NFL Draft. And Kathy Nelson is coming back home with the award for Executive of the Year.
Well deserved.
As president and CEO of the Kansas City Sports Commission, and win for KC.
And I would visit KC. I would go a step further. I think she is the Kansas Cityan of the Year.
Oh, without question. Quoting here from the release, throughout my career, I have witnessed the transformative power of sports to build community, create economic opportunity, and bring awareness to Kansas City. She says, to receive these awards in front of my peers is a humbling and special moment.
She's an incredible human being.
Absolutely incredible. I am so proud of her. Get home, girl.
By the way.
We're going to toast to you when you get back.
By the way, when we were in Mexico, I did wear, and I know you had something to do with this. When Kathy was in, I think it was in Munich where the Chiefs played last year.
I said, please bring me one of those shirts.
And so she brought me back one of those Heart KC t-shirts, and the heart was in the color of a German flag.
Yeah. Right?
So black,
it's a
red,
cool
gold
shirt.
It's really cool. I took that shirt down to Cancun, and I was wearing it, and I'm in the elevator, and somebody, I'm heading down to, first floor or whatever, and somebody gets in the elevator, and they look at my t-shirt, and they go, you're from Kansas City? I said, I am. Indeed, I'm from Kansas City. They're like, where did you get that shirt? I said, a friend of mine got it for me.
Yeah.
It's from when the Chiefs played in Munich. And they're like, that is awesome.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite shirts.
Okay, can I tell you the most awkward thing that happened to me while I was in Las Vegas? And it wasn't running into Mama Kelsey or Terry Bradshaw or any of those people, which I made awkward for them. It was the moment where I walked up behind at the fan experience at the Super Bowl.
Is this with Salvador Perez?
Someone was decked out in Chiefs gear, like a Mahomes jersey and something else, and we're waiting in line to get up to the ATM.
Okay.
And I said, oh, hey, Kansas City. I said, you from Kansas City? He looks at me and goes, no. But he said it with disdain.
Oh.
He went, no.
Why would he say with disdain?
Sophie and I were like, you're wearing our jersey, weirdo. Why? Like, I was just trying to make conversation, and he was like, no. He was head to toe decked out in Kansas City stuff. I'm like, what? You're just a faker. You're a faker.
He's a fake fan.
You don't even know where Kansas City is.
Karen, a 5-year-old ostrich living at the Topeka Zoo,
I know,
has died.
I know. I got a photo with her last year.
And this has gone Alonzo Washington.
I know.
After swallowing a set of keys that she snatched from a staff member, the beloved bird tragically succumbed to complications arising from consuming a foreign object. the Topeka Zoo said in a Facebook post. According to zoo officials, Karen reached beyond her enclosure to grab a set of keys from a staff member and immediately swallowed them.
She did. Sweet Karen. She was very mischievous. And, you know, I hope that nothing happens to the zookeeper. I'm just going to say this. I have to. They are devastated, Scott. The entire staff is devastated. That ostrich was this funny little sassy. I got to meet her. I mean, just funny, lovely, sassy thing. They are all devastated.
Zoo officials have conducted a thorough investigation and are taking, quote, appropriate actions with regard to the team member involved.
She just liked shiny things, and I think she saw the keys. And I don't think it was like a key. I think it was like a
buckle of keys.
Buckle of keys. Yeah.
Like a janitor would have.
And she just rope-da-doop-da-doop, and down it went. And then they, Scott, they went all over the world trying to figure out, is there a way that we can save her? Mm. And they tried. They tried, but could not.
That's too bad. That's too bad. Quick break for the news coming up in 2 minutes. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott. Don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.